Ukraine claims to have shot down two valuable Russian command and control aircraft. By Breitbart London on January 15, 2024. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. The Ukrainian Air Force shot down a Russian Bereev A-50 early warning and control plane and a Neil-22 command center aircraft in a significant blow for the Kremlin's forces, Ukraine's military chief claimed Monday. The planes are key tools in helping orchestrate Russian battlefield movements in Ukraine. Shooting them down would be a landmark feat for Ukraine in the almost two-year war, as fighting along the front line is largely bogged down in trench and artillery warfare. General Valery Zaluzhny, the commander-in-chief of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, did not say how the aircraft were brought down, but Ukraine has received sophisticated air defense systems from its Western allies. Zaluzhny also did not say where the interceptions occurred, though he attached a video to his social media post with an airplane tracker showing two targets disappearing above the Azov Sea, which lies between Ukraine and Russia, north of the Crimea Peninsula and the Black Sea. There was no immediate official comment from Moscow. Russian war bloggers said both planes had come under friendly fire, though they presented no evidence of that. They claimed the Il-22 was damaged but made a successful landing. The A-50 is an early warning and control aircraft with a large radar capable of spotting air targets at distances of up to 650 kilometers, 400 miles. It typically carries a crew of 15. The Russian Air Force reportedly has been operating a fleet of 9 such aircraft. A February 2023 drone attack at an airfield in Belarus damaged a parked A-50, but Russian and Belarusian officials describe the damage as minor. The Il-22 is an airborne command post, intended to oversee military operations and relay radio signals to troops on the front line. The Russian Air Force reportedly has a dozen such planes. Ukraine is eager to impress its Western supporters with its ability in deploying the advanced weapons it has received. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was due to meet Swiss President Wilhelm Herdingburn later Monday before attending the World Economic Forum in Davos on Tuesday. Ukrainian officials are striving to keep world attention on the war amid concerns that the conflict is slipping down the list of global priorities. The United Nations appealed Monday for $4.2 billion to help people in Ukraine and displaced outside the country this year. Martin Griffiths, the UN's humanitarian chief, acknowledged that the competition for funding is getting greater because of crises elsewhere, including the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Russia, meanwhile, was looking to deepen its ties with North Korea, whose foreign minister began a three-day visit to Moscow on Monday. The Kremlin is eager to replenish its weapons stockpiles. It has in recent times turned to Iran and North Korea for supplies. Pyongyang has likely supplied several types of missiles to Russia to support its war in Ukraine, along with its widely reported shipments of ammunition and shells, the U.S. and its allies have alleged. Ukraine is also determined to build up its stocks for a protracted conflict and is dramatically expanding its domestic manufacturing capacity for military items, a U.S. think tank said. Ukraine is well positioned to succeed in its plans to make up for any shortfall in Western-supplied weaponry, the Institute for the Study of War said. Ukraine is heavily industrialized, with a highly educated and technically sophisticated population, the think tank said late Sunday. It had a massive arms industry during the Soviet period and continued to be a significant arms exporter after independence.